That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Heidi Harris.
A Henderson police officer is suing the department because she alleges discrimination because she's transgender. Interesting story. I'll have the details.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Buy new
Broadcasting
roads.
Live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Vice President Mike Pence is warning conservative Christian voters in Georgia that the pair of high-stakes Senate runoff elections tomorrow night offer the last line of defense against a Democratic takeover in Washington. Pence says a Democratic Senate majority would be a disaster for America.
Georgia needs two senators that will get in the way of the radical agenda of the Democratic Party and fight for Georgia's values every day.
Pence says Georgia must keep the Senate in GOP hands.
For our liberties, and for a Senate majority that will respect our most cherished freedoms. Georgia, we need Senator David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler back in a Republican majority in the United States Senate. We do.
A British judge has rejected an American request to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to face espionage charges.
In a ruling, a district judge rejects allegations Assange is being prosecuted for political reasons or will not receive a fair trial in the US, but argues his mental condition is such that it would be oppressive to extradite him to the US. The judge adds his precarious health would likely deteriorate further under the conditions of what she calls near total isolation he would face in a US prison. Her assessment is that Assange is a depressed and sometimes despairing man, but one which could circumvent any suicide prevention measures taken by the American prison authorities. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A Wisconsin pharmacist told police he tried to ruin hundreds of doses of coronavirus vaccine because he believed the shots would mutate people's DNA. Police in Grafton arrested pharmacist Stephen Brandenburg last week. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 382 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Sweetie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's 304. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the 2020 census will not add another congressional seat to Nevada's delegation. When the final numbers have not yet been submitted, preliminary figures show the Silver State added more than 437,000 people between 2010 and 2020, a 16% population increase. Nevada needed to add 775,000 people to get another seat in the House of Representatives. The Silver State now has four congressional districts of the 435 in Congress. At least one convention has already been canceled. Toy Fest is canceling its March convention at the South Point, with plans to return to Las Vegas in February of next year. The toy convention brought more than 400 exhibitors to town. This year's show would have been its ninth in Las Vegas. Well, shortly before 5 a.m. this morning, 22-year-old Las Vegas Raiders running back Josh Jacobs was arrested on suspicion of DUI following a single-car accident at the McCarran Airport Tunnel. He was transported to a local hospital due to minor injuries, and reports indicate that he was booked for DUI at the Clark County Detention Center, but records indicate that he has been released from custody.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now we're getting some moderate flows as you work your way through the 15 of the Resort Corridor. That's mainly between Tropicana and Sahara. You'll touch the brakes as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl right now. Not too bad, though. 515 eastbound at Main, some slowing there. Otherwise, not too bad. Live and Local is next.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Live and Local for a Monday, the first Monday after the new year. Hope you had a great New Year's weekend. I did. It was a lot of fun. Watched a lot of football, watched all kinds of stuff. And now ready to get back to work. We got a big week. We've got a huge week ahead of us, and it begins tomorrow with the runoff elections in the Senate in the state of Georgia. Both the president and the former vice president are in Georgia and will be speaking. Biden's going to do one of these, believe it or not, he's going to do one of these drive-in rallies. Okay. The president's going to do his more traditional. I think this is an airport speech. Could be wrong, but I'll double check on that. I tell you what, let's do. Let's check in and we'll find out what kind of New Year's weekend he had. Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. His latest column is a doozy. Governor Sisolak trying to make the case for a tax increase by saying we've got a fiscal crisis. Well, is that really true? Victor Jakes, tell me how your weekend was. How was the holiday?
It was great. Thank you. Great to be back with you. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas and a very happy New Year.
Let me just ask you, when you take us inside baseball, if you will, do you write on holidays like that? I mean, will you be doing columns over a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Well, I very fortunately was able to take some time off the last couple weeks, so I did have some responsibilities, but I mostly took a break from the column writing for 2 weeks and came back for Sunday.
Want to ask you about what's going to be happening tomorrow in Georgia. Everybody's saying, oh, it's the most important election of our time. Put this into perspective, will you?
Well, it's the difference between Biden being able to accomplish something and potentially a lot of the something when it comes to Democratic priorities and gridlock up in Congress for the next 2 years. And I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, if Democrats have control and they decide to nuke the filibuster, they can add D.C. as a state, Puerto Rico as a state, and their reason for doing so quite, apparent, transparently, is they want to add 4 new Democratic senators and increase their control over the U.S. Senate. That would have long-term ramifications. And so there are a number of policy areas like that. I mean, they've talked about, there has been discussion, not necessarily with Biden, but among more radical elements in the party about packing the Supreme Court. And so all of a sudden that becomes on the table. And so you're talking about some really fundamental shifts in American government if Democrats are able to win these 2 seats. And if they don't, and I certainly hope they are not able to win them both, then there's going to be gridlock. Mitch McConnell's going to be Senate Majority Leader, and we're basically going to see a whole lot of nothing except for new spending over the next 2 years.
Let me just ask you, if indeed the Democrats win the day and they take both of these Senate seats tomorrow, and again, we don't know that we'll know anything tomorrow, but if they do, Joe Manchin of West Virginia has said he will not support the elimination of the filibuster, which will leave us with, once again, needing 60 votes to pass just about anything. Do you take him at his word? He said that during the campaign. I haven't heard anything from him since, so I have no reason to doubt that it's any different. But is it different?
Well, it certainly can be different if Democrats have a 50-seat majority and all of a sudden there's a ton of pressure to, shore up Obamacare. And then it just becomes, well, we've got to, stop Republicans from taking away health care from tens of millions of people, and this is why I'm getting rid of the filibuster, and there it goes. So, I mean, I don't have a lot of trust for politicians. Even if someone means what they say at one point, the political pressure would certainly be very intense on him to change his mind, as it would be if the opportunity was ripe. And I just don't know. I mean, I certainly hope that's what he thinks and that's what he is going to do. But that's a big chance.
I want to ask you about this story that broke over the weekend. Washington Post, I think, broke the story. A copy of a taping of a presidential phone call to the Secretary of State of Georgia. And I'm just curious, first of all, is that legal?
I don't know if it's legal. I would assume that it is, given that the tape got released pretty obviously by the Secretary of State's office or someone connected with them to the Washington Post. They very well could be a one-party consent state. I think many states are that, where, basically one party has to consent to the call being recorded.
That's very, very odd. Let me just ask you, is what the president supposedly said, is it illegal?
Well, it's certainly unwise. It's certainly unbecoming. I have to admit, I haven't read the full transcript. My impression is, what Trump is saying is, look, we know the election was stolen, therefore, you just need to fix it by finding this many votes. And, obviously, so then it becomes, you would say, well, Trump's not saying steal the election. He's saying the election was stolen, so fix the problem. Obviously not a good thing to say. I mean, obviously, not a good thing to say. You don't just call up election officials and say,
"Find
hey,
more
I need
votes."
This many votes. you know, that's why you go to court. And you know, I certainly think the court case in Nevada was wrongly decided, quickly decided when I don't think there was really a lot of in-depth look at the evidence. In my impression of what's happening in Georgia is that that's a little different. They've been a little more, you know, substantial with investigating claims and looking at stuff. But you know, it reminds me of the Ukraine call with Trump, where it's just, I mean, it's bad. I don't think it should be defended, but you have to look and say, you know, what is. I guess I can't comment fully without having read the transcript, but
no,
that's
okay.
My impression. It's basically Trump saying, you know, that I got wrong, so fix the wrong. Not, you know, I lost, but I want you to make me win. And not appropriate. It's not appropriate, but a little more understandable.
What do you expect from the president tonight in Dalton, Georgia?
Well, I think he's going to, you know, rag on the Georgia Secretary of State, rag on the governor. You know, hopefully he reminds people that it's important to turn out. You know, that is a factor. I mean, I think, you know, things that some of the people on the left will say is, well, you know, he just says the election's rigged, therefore no one will turn up. I mean, it's not, I don't think the claim is ever that, you know, there's someone in there and they punch in what they want the vote totals to be. It's that, you know, they're influencing on the margins of, you know, 1% or 2%, and that can make a big difference in a tight race. And so hopefully Trump, you know, emphasizes that, you know, look, Republicans, you've got to get out there and vote. You know, you can't let what happened in November hold you back. You know, we're just going to turn out an overwhelming force and you know, save the Senate, and really save Trump's legacy, you know, policy-wise. I'm not sure how much he's focused on that, unfortunately. But, you know, really, if Georgia Republicans lose, it's going to reflect very poorly on Trump, and it should reflect poorly on Trump, given all the stuff that he's done over the last 2 months.
Let me ask you, we all know what happens January 5th. That's the election in Georgia. January 6th in the nation's capital. Explain what is going to happen, the joint session of Congress, going back into session in your respective houses. Explain what Ted Cruz and others are trying to do.
Well, they're trying to advance their political careers, I mean, to be honest. And I think it's very important that folks understand this. I mean, you can be concerned about voter fraud. I am concerned about voter fraud. I'm especially concerned about what happened here in Nevada. But Congress's role is not to certify state elections. It's not to say, you know, we agree with everything that happened. It's basically a formality where unless there is a competing set of electors, they count the votes and say, well, who's got the most electoral votes? That person's going to be the president. And there are not competing slates of electors. And so, I mean, it's a formality. It is a formality. And I think a comparison is, you know, it'd be like saying that, you know, oh, the Patriots won the Super Bowl, but they won by cheating. So we want the 49ers to storm the field and steal the Lombardi trophy. Like, no, the game is over. You've lost, and you can complain about the, you know, the way the process, and I think there are valid concerns about the process, but interrupting the trophy presentation is not a way to win you the football game. And pulling a stunt with this is not a way to change the election. It's not going to happen. The people who are doing it are trying to advance their political careers, because they think that, you know, Republicans are too upset about the election to think about the details. And I just think that is a really cynical way to approach politics, especially from two senators who are very intelligent and know better. I mean, honestly, Cruz and Josh Hawley from Missouri are lying to Republican voters that this is going to be any sort of substantive effort. It's not. It's a publicity stunt. And I really think people should think, you know, twice when they run for president.
Let me just ask you, though, because Ted Cruz on the Sunday Morning Futures told Maria Bartiromo that this dates back to 1876, Rutherford Hayes, and that they formed an electoral commission. He claims that in 10 days they can hear evidence and make a judgment as to whether or not the election is valid. What do you, you weren't alive, I wasn't alive, 1876. That's kind of digging deep into history. Do you know much about that?
I mean, I obviously haven't read much about it before the last day or so. You know, in those cases, there was, I mean, just over the top evidence of fraud, and I think they actually were disputed sets of electors coming into Washington that Congress had to evaluate. And if I, you know, if my reading over the last 24 hours is incorrect, that basically since 1887, it's been pared back, where Congress has almost no role. Actually, I mean, just the ceremonial role, basically, and the courts are the ones who adjudicate the fraud, and it's not really Congress's business to get in there. If the state sends them, you know, a set of electors, those are the electors that Congress is to count. And and just the idea that, oh, you know, 10 days of hearings is going to resolve it, I mean, that's garbage. I mean, real fraud investigations take years and years to do. And I think part of the problem with Trump is, you know, he just wanted to find fraud that would help his election prospects. And I think you can look at Nevada and you can say, look, there's lots of concerning things here. And that, you know, maybe they would have made 10,000 votes up of the 30,000 vote deficit. Like, that's still a big deal. It's not enough to help Trump, but it's still worth investigating. And so I think, you know, basically Trump has made this all about him and you know, how does he get reelected when the issue is broader than that. And you're not going to resolve things in 10 days. I mean, you're just not.
More coming up with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. More to do as we continue the first Monday of 2021 right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Victor Jake's joining us as he does every Monday, even the first Monday of a year. He is a three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And his most recent column, absolutely stunning, where you make the case, and I think pretty strongly, that the governor is trying to make a case for a tax increase. Saying that we have a fiscal emergency, and you say the numbers maybe don't add up. What do you make of that?
Well, they don't add up. I mean, it's amazing. You hear it enough, and you just kind of assume, oh, it's true, you know, and because it makes sense. The governor says, well, you know, our state agencies need to cut their budgets by 12%, and this is, you know, this big disaster, and whoa, are the state agencies. And, I mean, first of all, you want to talk to a business that the governor is limiting to 25% capacity. I'm guessing a 12% cut in revenue sounds pretty stinking good to them.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you dive into the numbers, it's incredible. I mean, after the special session in July, the budget for this current year is under $4 billion from the general fund. And general fund revenues for the next 2 years, if I'm remembering right, $4.1 billion and $4.4 billion. And so you're going to see an increase in general fund spending. Now, why is the governor talking about, oh, we've got these 12% cuts? Because he's basing this on the agency wish list budgets. Basically, they tell the governor, here's all the things we want. Well, guess what? They want more than they have money to afford. No surprise. That's, you know, what everyone would do if you were just asked to, you know, name your dream budget. And so he's cutting 12% from that. And so it's going to end up most likely that this cut isn't a cut, but an actual spending increase. At the same time, he's going to be going to the taxpayers who have been just battered by his restrictions and saying, "Oh, you need to pay more money."
What did the Economic Forum say? Did they say that we're headed for a crisis or not?
Well, they basically said that revenues are going to be $4.1 billion for next year, next fiscal year, and then $4.4 after that. So they actually see a, you know, not an immediate recovery certainly, but not a, you know, not just a drop off the cliff either.
Let me just ask you though, if indeed, and again, I interpreted your column as essentially making the case that he's probably trying to make a case for more taxation. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, I certainly think that's going to be, you know, something. You know, even if he doesn't present it in his initial budget, you know, there are these constitutional amendments to raise mining taxes, and they wouldn't go into effect right away. They'd go to the ballot in 2022. But I certainly think, you know, he will be at least lending tacit support to those. The teachers union has qualified two tax initiatives, sales tax and gaming tax. And obviously, you know, those have to be, you know, heard within the first 40 days when they go to the ballot. So there's going to be a lot of talk about taxes in the next 6 months.
Now these